I'm very happy to be reading here this evening, but before I start reading, I wanted to bring up a premise. The premise is that I feel that society is almost like water. You have a glass of clean water, and then you have a glass of impure water. And if you mix that clean water with that impure water, you will never have pure water again. You will only have water that, to some degree, no matter how you try, will be impure. And so I think we're at a very crucial point in America right now, where we have to decide whether we want clean water or fouled water. Do we want a pure America, or do we want an America that has hatred? Hatred is an impurity. It always will be. Now, I'm very happy to read here this evening with women, because I feel that we as women, sometimes, some of us, even in the poems that I've read of some of these women, there's a closed off part to us. There's a part to us that wasn't allowed to talk. There's a part to us that wasn't allowed to say what we felt. And I think that for little girls, it's good to know that it's changing and that you'll be able to say what you want to say. But we as women right now, at this point, we have to make very crucial decisions, or we won't get that chance to change it for children. And it still needs to change so very much. And now for something more fun. When I was watching The Tree of Life, I saw courage in a woman. I saw courage in the Pittsburgh police. And that's a hard statement for me. I saw so much courage, it made me want to cry, that they would give their lives for these people, that they would go in that building. And there was this one little police officer. She was a woman. I wish I knew her name. She was tiny, and she had her little sidearm. And I'm not imitating her, but you know, I'm a jokester. So there she was, and she had the sidearm, and she went in. She went into that violent situation and gave of herself. She gave of herself in a way that was amazing. And yes, I know children that were affected by the police association. One of them was my father. He grew up in a hard area. He became a teacher. He became so many things. He became a boxer, a Golden Glove boxer, and boy, do I know that. And he became so many things by having the correct influences around him. All right, this is the first poem. Sojourner people. Women, women, men, children work, toil to carry with them the future in their furious palms. People swimming in the mire of poverty, keep your head above water in the ghetto. In Egypt, the Israelites worked, were slaved, and whatever they made, taken. Is this your Egypt? Have you ever prayed for a plague, stolen across a desert to economic freedom? Precious, noble respect, call me sojourner. Call me rod of truth. Name me everything or nothing at all. No slave am I. No slave are you. No one is superior to you. No one is your boss except your need for coins, spendable coinage. Thus, we have worked the job in which the employer did not take our passport or lock the doors, but paid so little it was no good. Women's work, men's work, a nation without options work, the work of emptied out hope, minimum wage, humiliation. Fear breeds loyalty in the deeds of many men and women still. I can do this job. I can. I can. Please don't take my livelihood away from me, my pride. Amongst mutters like snarling dogs about your firing, call her Sojourner, the woman who wants paid exactly the same as a man. Call him black or white Napoleon, demanding his Josephine of money. We die from work, at work, or down pills to ease anxiety, depression from work that cannot afford the meager, not less the more. Call us, the modern natives getting restless, restless. I used to love Aretha Franklin. Daydreaming and I'm thinking of you. Daydreaming and I'm thinking of you. Look at my heart floating away. I wore an afro because of Aretha Franklin. I wore black eyeliner like a big cat because of Aretha Franklin. Glitter mini micro skirts. Aretha Franklin. I used to strut down the street because of Aretha Franklin. I used to be saucy, curvy, and delectable because of Aretha Franklin. Aretha, the sorrowless song of the black thrush bird, sang songs of the broken heart, sang songs of love and men, her heart broken again and again. It was the 1960s, the summer my older brother was a Black Panther, the summer our car was blown to hell and back, people white and black with love in their hearts returning tiny pieces of it to us. The house was sweaty, soulful, hot, windows open. Mother was in the kitchen. Cooking, her hips moving, soul to the body shaking, music. She played way too loud, speakers everywhere, the sound shaking the floorboards. Then this voice comes, a woman, but a Mau Mau, a revolution in tundra, galaxy traveler as wild as a hurricane. Must have driven every man insane she even laid her eyes on. Who is that? I asked my mother, holding on to my mother's waist from behind, my head against her back, trying to hold her down like a crazed balloon breaking through the sky. That's Aretha Franklin, she smiled, the ultimate queen of all queens of soul. Let me go. And I did, and we danced to the change in history, the heavy bass line, sultry, her story that was how it had to be. I just want to do two more poems. I have lots of poems. All I do is write. When you don't have much money, you're right. Now, I knew Cecil Rosenthal. He didn't know me quite, but I knew him. I saw him at many events that we had for people that had disabilities. And when he died, I felt like I was going to lose my mind, because I feel that people with disabilities, especially, how could you kill somebody with a disability? Somebody who had to work just to live. How could you kill them? So, I mean, I used to see him all the time, and I used to see his brother, but his brother was very quiet. But Cecil would come up at events and just smile, and he'd be eating pastry, and as you can see, I like pastry. So he was a bad influence at parties, bad influence, but in a wonderful way. He had such a soul. He had such kindness, such integrity as a human being. If we could have a world made of human beings like a Cecil Rosenthal, we would have a world that I would want to continue living in. Cecil, in the third season. It is autumn, Cecil. I have laid flowers for you on a bed of still green grass and bright flame leaves. Cecil, please know the man who killed you did not know you were special needs, disabled, wonderful, living a life already made hard by that, and he did not care. Cecil, the seasons are changing. Yes, I see you on a 61 bus, smiling, effervescent, waiting peacefully, contentedly for your stop. Then the bus stops, the door opens, you look back kindly, one quick glance, descend the stairs, thinking the thoughts of reasonable man, thinking of mother, father, David, joy, your beautiful, gentle life, and are gone. This is an era for braveness, and so we have to stand up, not just for our people, these people, those people, but people, for recognition. I understand and can relate to the persecution of members of the Jewish faith and many other oppressed groups who have been ostracized into dying. I see the silo and plant-like structures of hatred all around and the marching of mankind across the slaughter fields. I see the swastika persecuted victims in America as well, and those who brandish it still deem themselves correct. We must never forget the stories of the violated. We must tell those stories in support of peace and humanistic revolution every day of our lives. There is no reasonable brutality, no evil that is not profound transgression. There is no spilled blood which, if other than for self-protection, has sense and worth. Thank you.